This is the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. It's challenge number 46. Are you ready? See how much you know about great pop and rock and roll music. Can you identify great hits after hearing only the opening notes? It's a name that tune kind of game we'd like to play. We call it the Great Openings Podcast. And on top of having five hit songs for you to try to identify, we also have a little bit of trivia about each of our featured hits. So thank you for downloading, and thanks for listening, and as always, thanks so much for playing along. Our song clues and the answers come from our live trivia that we have every Saturday night in around the Atlanta area. It's music and entertainment trivia. We have an audio bonus question. This one is actually from a couple of weeks ago, which would have put it, probably around the 6th of June. But fear not, it's a good one, and that's the reason I picked this one out, because I wanted y'all to hear it. Our five songs all have a theme. All of the artists have something in common. It's a British invasion of sorts. Yeah, all of the artists are from the UK. And not a British invasion in the classic 60s sense of the word, although maybe one or two of the songs do fit that category as well. Well, here we go. Let's play our five hits, the great opening notes. All of the artists, remember, are from Britain. And as we say on Saturday night, in order to get the points, you'll need to identify the name of the group or artist and the title of the song. Hit number one was from 1965. Hit number two from 1979. Hit number three from 1983.
Give me time.
Hit number four tonight from 1985. And hit number five, 1996. There you have it. Those are the clues and the answers. A little bit of trivia about each of our featured songs coming up in just a minute. Quick administrative announcement. Always like to remind you about the Trivia Factory. Yeah, I told you that these clues and the featured songs are from our Saturday night music and entertainment trivia, which happens every Saturday night. But did you know? And you do, of course, if you listen to the podcast, that you can play just about every other night of the week trivia somewhere around the Atlanta or North Georgia area. Now we've even expanded into Knoxville, Tennessee. We have general knowledge trivia, adult trivia, music and entertainment, of course, even cartoon trivia. You can find out where to play and when to play, your favorite restaurants and bars and lounges and pubs all over the Atlanta area. You can find out the dates and times and show places by going to thetriviafactory.com. And I always invite everyone out. If you happen to be in the Atlanta area or going to be visiting, come on out to Wings and Things in Fayetteville every Monday night, where I host trivia. Fun gets underway at 7 o'clock. All right, enough of the commercial advertisement, such as it is, not that they pay us anything. It's time for the answers. Five hits, and all of our artists or groups are from England. And hit number one from 1965 was The Animals, and We Gotta Get Out of This Place. I think the most noteworthy piece of trivia about We Gotta Get Out of This Place is that it was written and recorded as a demo by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, and they originally intended it for the Righteous Brothers. But the Animals recorded it after their producer heard the song. Now, Barry Mann had a hit for himself in 1961. You might remember it if you're an oldies fan. It was called Who Put the Bump, and it sounded a little bit like this.
Who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me?
Yeah, that's Barry Mann and his hit single from 1961, Who Put the Bump, but probably better known in the music industry, of course, as being a prolific songwriter. As of May of 2009, his song catalog lists over 635 songs that he's written. Among them, You've Lost That Loving Feeling, which is usually considered as the song that was played most often on the radio in the 20th century, more than 14 million airplays. Well, hit number two tonight, 1979, a top five hit. The group was Dire Straits. It's the Sultans of Swing. Well, as at least one version of the story goes, Mark Knopfler, who was the leader of Dire Straits, got the idea for the song from watching a really bad band play in a nightclub. Now, as the story goes, Knopfler was in Ipswich in England on a rainy night. He ducked into a bar where there was a mediocre band that was closing out the night to a small audience, and the band ended their set with the lead singer announcing, quite seriously, good night and thank you. We are the Sultans of Swing. Knopfler said he got a lot of good songwriting ideas just from observing everyday people. Hit number three from 1983.
Give me a time.
Yeah, it went to number two on the charts. For Culture Club, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry?
Well, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me was about a relationship, but not the kind you might immediately think of, unless, of course, you consider that Boy George was involved. He wrote the lyrics about his relationship with Culture Club drummer John Moss. They had an affair for about 6 years that was kept hidden from the public, and Boy George often felt hurt and emotional during the relationship. At first, he didn't even want this song released as a single, but when it was a monster hit for the group. It hit number one in 23 countries. Hit number four tonight, 1985. Yeah, it went to the top of the charts for Phil Collins. It's Susu Studio. Well, in a 1997 episode of VH1's Storytellers, Phil Collins said it was one of those examples of just improvising lyrics. He said that sometimes you can use the lyric and other times you're in big trouble because what you write really doesn't mean anything. He said he set up a drum machine pad and got some chords and started to sing into the microphone, and the word that came out was Susu Studio. He said it just literally came out. He said he went back and tried to find another word, but just couldn't find one better, so he went back to the original. That's why we know it as Susu Studio. And hit number five tonight from 1996.
Yo, tell me what I want, what I really, really want. Don't tell me what you want, what you really want.
Yeah, you recognized it, didn't you? It's Wannabe by the Spice Girls. Now, Wannabe was co-written by the Spice Girls, along with songwriters Richard Stenard and Matt Rowe. Rowe said he set up a drum loop on his MPC 3000 drum machine. He said he had a rhythm going that brought to mind the spirit of John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John performing You're the One That I Want from Grease. He said the girls added their own contributions into the mix. He commented that the Spice Girls made up all sorts of different bits, not thinking in terms of verse or chorus or bridge or what was going to go where, and he said they just sort of sewed it together. Jerry Halliwell wrote the group's first official book, Girl Power, in it. She said that Melanie Brown and Emma Bunton came up with the song's chorus, and it was in that moment that they realized that they had something good. Went on to be a hit, of course, for them. Well, there you have it. Those are our five hit songs. A little bit of trivia about each and every one of them. Thank you so much for downloading this and playing along. Your comments are always welcome. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. And the show notes are on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time when we do it all again on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.